Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Today we're talking about DIY your life, and it's episode 195. Welcome to the main event.
It's the Success Sensei Podcast main event.
DIY your life. So DIY stands for, as I'm sure most of you know, do it yourself. And you can do it yourself. You can do and learn a lot more than you think. So sometimes people can be lazy. Well, all of us can be lazy from time to time. And sometimes people expect others to do everything for them. So you can imagine setting yourself a life goal and expecting and making everyone else work for it. Some people actually do that and they come up with their plans, but they don't actually want to work for it themselves. And you really shoot yourself in the foot, because in a lot of cases, the rescue party isn't coming. So you're going to have to do it yourself. You have to be able to rely on yourself. And over-reliance on other people to achieve your dream is a very weak position. And especially should it not work out, what are you going to do? So you need to be self-reliant. You need to increase your skill set. So I think it's a confidence issue in a lot of cases. People are afraid to give it a go, or afraid to fail, or afraid to try these things. And in order to have extensive knowledge in your subject area, it's something that you're going to have to do to get stuck into. When I wanted, in a different life, when I wanted to be an actor, I had to get proficient at auditioning and cold reading, which in itself was a totally different skill from actually acting. Improvisation was another one. Writing as well. So script writing, screen writing for to try to employ myself, because I wasn't getting much employment from other people. So I had to learn how to write and to script write and screen write, especially for short projects. I definitely had to learn how to use a video camera. Again, when you're not getting tons of work, you try to employ yourself. So I had to use a video camera. I had to learn how to edit, which was like, that's a skill in itself. I'm sure a lot of people will tell you that. I had to learn how to compose the music that would fit the pieces as well. So I didn't necessarily want to do any of those individual skills, but learning them has definitely helped me in so many areas, even since then. But what about leveraging up, I hear you say? If you're trying to DIY everything in your life, you can't leverage up. If you're trying to do everything, it makes sense. It's a valid argument to a point. So if you're trying to do everything yourself, if you're trying to DIY your life, then you can't leverage up and you can't grow. But here's the thing. I know several people who own large property portfolios. They all started small. They all self-managed their own portfolio until the amount of properties grew too large. So then they had enough knowledge and enough belief in their own knowledge and in their own area of self-managing that it greatly helped them to find and to delegate a suitable agent. So they learned their craft first before offloading their properties to somebody else to manage. So they knew exactly what to look for. They knew the pitfalls. They just had so much more understanding. You, me, all of us need to build your confidence in your area. You can do and learn in areas that interest you, and you can do and learn in the areas that will help you to get to the areas that interest you. So in other words, you can do more and you can learn more, especially in the tributary areas that will bring you to your main area of interest. By the way, when fight training, obviously you'll heavily rely on your coach and training partners, but ultimately it's you that must do the work, and it will absolutely be you that stands in that cage or that ring. So you have to be able to rely on yourself. And business and investing are the same, and that it's you that's going to have to ultimately live with the decisions that you make and the decisions that you don't make. Certainly be open to the advice of others, but you need to be able to rely on yourself. How do you rely on yourself? Well, A great way of relying on yourself is by having a deep understanding of your subject. How do you immerse yourself in that level of knowledge? By starting out, at least, by doing it yourself, especially at the start, until your DIY is holding you back. So not the other way around. Start off, learn everything you can yourself by getting stuck in until the point where you are holding yourself back. You are holding your business back. Not the other way around. A lot of people attempt to start straight out of the gate by delegating and getting everyone else to do everything and not actually knowing the subject matter as much as somebody who started out in a DIY position. And that does put you in a vulnerable position. There are a lot of sharks out there who will take advantage of people. I mean, there's many stories. I don't want to single out any particular industry, but there's many stories of, if you don't know what you're talking about and you go to try to get your car fixed, for example, there's many stories of people getting taken advantage of because they didn't know what they were talking about. They didn't know what the attempted problem was. And therefore, it cost them a hell of a lot more money than if they'd had a little bit of knowledge themselves as to what area they think was causing the noise or what exactly was causing the damage. And that's true across the board in life, in business, and in investing. A lot of people try to go the short route. Commit to a lifelong pursuit in your chosen field. Now, if that sounded to you like it was too much, then what I'm suggesting is perhaps your chosen field isn't the correct one for you. You should be enthusiastic about committing to a lifelong pursuit of your chosen field. Most entrepreneurs aren't great team players. Maybe that's no secret, maybe it is, but most entrepreneurs aren't great team players. And they can really struggle to delegate. And it's because they love the DIY aspect and they don't trust others. You know, it's obvious in most service businesses when you are being served by the owner versus an employee. I'm sure you've noticed it too. In the majority of cases, it's a superior level of service. Nobody will run your business quite the same way you will, and nobody will chase your dreams for you quite the same way that you will. The more skills and knowledge you develop, the better. Don't ever let anyone tell you that you can't. Your skills and knowledge will continue to compound over time and could possibly lead to other avenues. So roll up your sleeves and get stuck in. Lead from the front. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.